This is Hicran Karataş from Oral History Summer School 15. This is the time, 16 June 2015. We are at the Sisi's home on the Union Street, and we are sitting with the Sisi Onet at the Hudson, New York, for Oral History Summer School Hudson Library Archive. Sisi, would you like to tell about where are you coming from?
Where am I? Where was I born?
Where are you born? Where are you coming from?
I was born in Manhattan, New York, and then I moved when I was a small child to Long Island, which is out away from New York, but it's still part of New York State. And I grew up there and went to school. Then I went to a boarding school in Connecticut. And then I went to college in Colorado, and then in San Francisco, and then in New York. And then I moved, then I moved back to San Francisco for a while, and I moved back to New York. Then I moved to Connecticut. And after Connecticut, I lived in Connecticut for 9 years. And I was married and had my kids there. And then I left there and moved to France. Then I moved to, from France, I moved to Maine. From Maine to Martha's Vineyard, and Martha's Vineyard to here. So that's how I wound up. It's a long story.
Would you like to tell me about the France?
France. I moved to France in 2002, because I had gotten divorced and I was living in Connecticut. I was a teacher. I taught Montessori. And I wanted to just do something different. So a friend of mine and I decided we would move. She had two kids and I had two kids. And we decided we would try to find a place to live in the south of France. And so we tried to find a school. We found a school for the kids, and then we found an old farmhouse in a little village sort of between Marseille and Aix. And so we just packed up and went. But when I was living there, I decided to sell the house in Connecticut, so we never went back. Then we moved to Maine. But we were in France for a year, and the kids went to school, sort of, but not a lot. We traveled a lot. We went all over Europe. We went to North Africa. So the kids weren't in school a lot, but they were sort of in school. But we had a lot of fun bombing around Europe with four kids.
And divorce you take out to the France, right?
And the what?
Your divorce take you to the
France? Yeah, I mean, it was a while after that. I just wanted to do something different. You know, I mean, I had been teaching school in Connecticut. Connecticut's very boring. It's very conservative. I had a really great piece of property there, like a really great house, but it was just time to do something else. And it turned out in a really, like, good, you know, for a lot of reasons, a good thing. I was living in France the year the war with Iraq broke out. So it was really good for my kids to be away from here and to have a different perspective on it. And we went to a lot of demonstrations, and they were huge in Europe. Much different than they were here. And so it was great because my kids were at an age where they sort of became politicized, but they weren't here. And so it was a nice thing to do, to be away. I mean, I would have stayed longer, but it was hard to work. You know, I didn't have any way to, you know, I'm not a citizen, and there was really no way to get, like, a real job. I mean, I would do boat work on and off, but it wasn't enough to, like, keep it going, so I couldn't stay there.
And you decided to come back?
Yeah, we decided to come back. We got this idea while we were there. I sold the house in Connecticut, and then we decided we were going to open a fish market in Maine. And then that's what we did. We went to Maine, and I bought a house in Maine, and then we opened a fish market there and lived in Maine for 3 years. Yeah.
Maine is also in Hudson, right?
No, Maine is north. It's up, like, do you know New Hampshire, Vermont? It's on the coast, but north of here, it's a different state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Very hard to be there all year. The winters are difficult.
How did you decide to come here?
Hudson. Hudson was after I'd been in Maine, and then I met Casson, and he was living on Martha's Vineyard, and we were going back and forth between Martha's Vineyard, which is a little island off of Massachusetts. We were going between back and forth to Maine there, and that was getting to be a little bit hard. And so my kids were used to moving around a lot. Casson's kids were still younger. So I said, well, and we were getting tired of the fish market. So we were like, okay, we'll just sell the fish market. And we did. And then I moved, I moved to the vineyard. And we were on the vineyard for, Casson had been on the vineyard for a number of years, and we were only there for like 2.5 years. I didn't love it there. It's a very pretty place in the winter, but in the summer it's really touristy. It's kind of gross, actually. I mean, just thousands of people coming there to go to the beach, and it gets really, it's hard to work, it's hard to drive around. It's super, super expensive. So we started thinking about like other places to live, and Casson grew up not far from Hudson. So we looked in places in Maine, around Portland, which is a pretty nice sized city, and then we looked here, and we just chose here. So that's how we wound up here.
How long have you been here?
We bought this house 8 years ago yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Mm. Where's my timer? I've got to get